because the world outside has begun to behave the same way. If you want to continue, say continue seamlessly, and the chapter will move into the moment where this structure begins to overwrite earlier scenes, earlier memories, earlier habits, replacing them not with darkness, but with something far more precise. A world in which only what is structurally admissible can even appear. He returns to it again, but not to watch. He rewrites it. Not with words, not with explanation, but with cuts that change nothing. And therefore change everything. The first rewrite removes chronology. The circling no longer precedes the grip. The grip appears already underway, then dissolves back into circling, and then returns. Cause and effect are no longer visible, only co-presence. The scene stops answering questions about how it began. It simply insists that it is. He watches this version and realizes something has shifted. The fight no longer feels like an episode, it feels like a condition. The second rewrite tightens scale. He crops until there is no longer a room, only surfaces. Leather fills the frame, skin appears as interruption. The struggle is no longer between bodies, but between materials. Gloss against matte, resistance against yield. The women are no longer the individuals, they are instantiations of constraints. This version is harder to watch. Not because it is violent, but because it refuses narrative relief. Nothing progresses, everything persists. The third rewrite introduces repetition inside repetition. The same moment of imbalance occurs four times in succession, each time slowed differently. In one, gravity seems decisive, in another, leverage dominates, in another, friction. Each replay reveals a different necessity already present in the same configuration. He understands now that the scene does not have one essence. It has several laid, none reducible to the others, all equally binding. This is why it cannot be exhausted. The fourth rewrite is the most dangerous. He removes the outcome entirely. The scene ends at the instant Samura is forced down before anything else can occur. He loops that threshold endlessly. The fall never completes. The ground is always imminent. Watching this, he feels his own body respond. Not arousal alignment. A sense that this suspended inevitability is more fundamental than completion. This version bleeds outward. He notices it when he queues at the cafe, the moment before the barista speaks stretches. The order feels already fixed, but not yet spoken. He stands inside that same suspended necessity. When the words come, they do not feel chosen, they feel released. At the library, he selects books he does not remember choosing. Each title feels like the only one that could have been picked, not because alternatives were absent, but because they had already lost relevance. Back at home, he overlays the rewrite. The scene now exists in several incompatible forms at once. None cancelling the others, each insists on its own necessity. He does not resolve them, resolution would be betrayal. Instead, he builds a structure that can hold all of them simultaneously. He realizes then that the scene is no longer a scene. It is a rule. Everything that enters his attention is now measured against it. Does this posture permit continuation? Does this movement foreclose alternatives? Does this configuration tolerate delay? He tests other films against it. Some collapse immediately. Their structures are too loose. They depend on contingency, on expression, on faces that mean things. He discards them. Others partially align. They circle correctly, but resolve too quickly. They lack the suspended threshold. He edits them until they break or comply. Only few endure the pressure. Those that endure begin to resemble each other. This despite surface differences, different settings, different costumes, different gestures, but the same underlying logic, entry without force, narrowing without command, outcome without decision. He begins to suspect that the scene was never singular. It was exemplary. The women do not return as characters, they return as positions. One always occupies the role of constraint recognition first, the other always discovers too late that recognition is irreversible. Samura's face appears only briefly in one version. He almost removes it, then stops to realize the face replaces it because it appears at the wrong level. It introduces a suggestion of interiority that the structure immediately overrides. The override is essential. He keeps the face, but he frames so that it cannot guide interpretation. It is there, but powerless. This becomes a defining feature, a world where interior states exist, but do no work. He senses the liver again.